All right, welcome to Return on Podcast. I'm Tyler, and we're doing a summer school series called Gold Nuggets for E-commerce Brands. We're going to dive into a few books that have really changed my life as a business owner. And because I'm a nerd and I read a lot and I do these little micro book reports anyway, I thought I would pull out the best ones and do the shortest version for you, my audience here at ROP. So we're going to give you three nuggets, two application stories, and one game-changing hack, all in less than 10 minutes. Are you ready? Let's dive in to today's discussion. Today, I'm excited to talk about one of my favorite books, Atomic Habits by James Clear. Guys, Atomic Habits is an incredible book. It's a book that explores the power of small incremental changes in our daily habits. You know, James presents a framework for creating and sustaining positive habits while breaking free from the negative ones. He kind of talks about four laws: make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, and make it satisfying. And so he really emphasizes the importance of focusing on the process rather than the end result. And he offers really great practical strategies for kind of taking control of your habits. And this has been a big thing for me as somebody who's kind of a nerd for productivity. I want to get better in every area of my life. There's some areas that I'm naturally pretty strong in. I'm a high drive guy. There's some areas that I actually just naturally very much struggle in. And so Atomic Habits has been, you know, one of those rare books that's become a part of my required annual reading. In fact, I just finished reading it as I'm recording this. So let me give you three nuggets, two ways that I applied James Clear's book to my life, and then I'll give you one next level hack. All right, so three nuggets. He talks about the power of showing up over perfection, the power of showing up with small habits. And, you know, this is what's been true for me, guys. If you want to change your life, like, stop focus on getting everything perfect. Like, I've got to have the perfect workout. No. Instead, focus on showing up. It's better to do one push-up and do it consistently and build the habit than it is to go have this game-changing. By the way, I can't tell you how many times I've done this. I'll sign up for a new, like, CrossFit gym or a new, you know, group workout, and I'll just go destroy myself for the first 2 days and either hurt myself because I'm an old, tall, fat guy, or get so darn sore that I just have no desire to ever go back. And so I don't actually ever build the habit. I might get stronger for a week or two, but I don't actually have that sustained for me, right? But what if I could just do a little bit every day and start building that habit and then flexing those muscles and then slowly increase the intensity, but focus on showing up more than on getting it perfect. So I think for long-term change, that's my first hack. I mean, my first nugget, forgive me, coming out of this book is just to show up. Second nugget is the importance of habit stacking. So it's really difficult for me, and I think this might be true for some of you guys out there also, it's really difficult for me to sustainably execute a habit unless it's a part of a stack. You know, I get up, I brush my teeth, I get coffee, whatever it is, right? If I have an existing stack of habits and I slide a new one in there, then I have the power to really make that habit stick a lot more easily than if I'm trying to have a new habit stick in the middle of a vacuum. And so that was another nugget that I gleaned from James Clear's book here, was just make sure that you stack those habits to make them as easy to obtain as possible. Nugget number three is the role of identity. This is really huge, guys. You can make a plan. You can get an accountability partner. You can focus on the small things and showing up. You can stack your habits. But if you focus only on that and not on who am I as a person. The example he uses in the book is about the smoker. You can be somebody who's trying to recover from smoking cigarettes, and you can either say, no thanks, I don't want a cigarette, I'm trying to quit. Or you can reframe that and say, no thanks, I don't want a cigarette because I'm not a smoker. And so the identity flip he sees as being a really big predictor of whether you're going to be able to stick with the habit long term or not. I've actually found this to be true in my life on so many levels. And so what I'm trying to do a better job of, even as I'm recording this, is reframing the things I want to improve in as an identity thing. How can I make small votes with my behavior today toward the identity that I want to be? What's the kind of person I want to be in the future? and let me make incremental improvements by those daily small votes toward that identity, and focus more on that than on, well, here's the project, I'm going to go run a 5K, let me go train for it. So those are the three nuggets. Let me apply this this kind of Atomic Habits method to a couple areas of my life. I'll show you how I did it. Journaling has become a game-changing habit that happens pretty much every day for me. I'm going to walk you through how these four habit laws kind of apply to my journey of learning how to journal. So by the way, guys, I've only missed 3 days of journaling since the beginning of 2022. And I'm currently sitting right now as we're talking on a 155-day streak. So hopefully if when you listen to this a week or two later, I'll be on an even better streak. But what did I do? How have I been able to make that happen? Because I naturally am not a journaler at all. I just want to be honest with you about that. Number one, the first law is make it obvious. I made journaling obvious by doing the dumbest and simplest thing I could ever imagine. I literally just put the journal next to the table where I have my coffee each morning. That tiny change in my physical environment unlocked journaling every morning. I also, by the way, built journaling into my morning habit stack. I wake up, I go downstairs, I get a cup of coffee, I sit in my chair, I kind of have my quiet time, and part of that quiet time is journaling now. So it's just part of that habit stack. So that's making it obvious. I also made it attractive by I give myself permission to surf the news or check on the chess.com app or something like that, but only after I finish my journaling. So I make it attractive by giving myself permission to do what I want to do afterwards. And I make it easy by reducing as much friction as possible. Like I already told you that I made it easier by just having the journal next to where I drink my coffee. But guys, I just want to say this. I cannot overstate how simple and powerful that was. So if you're trying to get a habit done and you're like, what can I do to get this done? Try to find some way to reconstruct your environment where it is idiot-proof. That's what happened with me, and journaling has become very easy. And then the final law is to make it satisfying. And what I do to make it satisfying, guys, is I like to check things off my list. And so I have a habit tracker that I get to check it off. It feels good. You get a little dopamine hit, right? You get to check it off once you complete the habit each day. And you don't want to break that streak. And so you're going to be compelled to keep doing it. And again, guys, I just want to say that I try to prioritize showing up over perfection. I've done long form journaling. I've tried to do just a single sentence. But at the end of the day, if I wake up and I'm in not the mood at all to journal, I'm going to make myself do one sentence. I'm going to do something in my journal because I'm the kind of guy that shows up every day in journals. All right, that's the first story. Let me give you the second story here. It's related to exercise. You and I both know we always feel better when we have a good exercise routine, when we're staying in decent shape. But if I'm honest with you guys, I wouldn't say that I love working out. Now, I always enjoy it once I get into it. But do I naturally have the drive to like get my ass off the sofa and go work out? Like, not honestly. If I'm being candid with you guys, I don't. And so I have had some success in the last year and a half of increasing my average days per week of exercise from a little less than 3 days per week to a little more than 4.5 days per week. And I feel a lot better. It's made a big impact on my energy. I'm sleeping better. And so here's how I applied the four habit laws to exercise. One, I made it obvious by getting an Apple Watch that reminds me to get my steps in or get my butt off the seat and walk around, right? I also purchased a standing desk. I'm standing at it now as I'm recording this, so that I can spend about half of each day on my feet instead of on my ass. How did I make it attractive? I made it attractive by giving myself permission to have a beer with my buddies, you know, when we go out once a week, but only if I'm on track with my exercise plan of trying to get 5 days per week. So that's how I made it kind of like I wanted to reward myself. How did I make it easy? I made it easy. This is the third law. I did this. I got lucky with this. I know that everyone can't replicate this, but I was able to locate my office for seller accountant about 3/4 of a mile from my house. And so I don't drive that much. I just walk 2 to 3 times a week. I mean, sometimes I'm at home like I am today. I'm at my house. But if I ever have to go in for a meeting or I'm going to be doing something collaborative with my team, I'll just walk in. And for those 2 to 3 days a week, I've got a built-in kind of automatic 30 minutes of walking, do a few jumping jacks to start that walking or pick up the pace. And I can basically make it easy to get my exercise in that way. And then how do I make it satisfying? I make it satisfying again by using the habit tracker. And I try to take James Clear's advice to never miss twice. All right, if I miss once on my workout, no big deal. Tomorrow, I'm going to get back on the horse. I just want to say that this is an area, exercise in particular, where identity is gigantic. It's extremely helpful to try to refocus. I'm the kind of person that takes care of my body. I'm the kind of person that makes little votes each day for the identity I want to have. And so I would encourage you to focus more on that, on your identity, on the small habits, on showing up, rather than on some kind of short-term goal. Now, guys, if I could only figure out dieting, we'd have this thing cracked, right? That's the one I'm working on now. So those are the two stories of how I applied the habits, his kind of habit laws. Now, let me give you one next level hack. There is an app out there that's free. I downloaded it on my iPhone. I think you can get it for Android also. It's called Habit Share. It's got kind of a green background with a white check mark in the middle of it. Habit Share allows you to kind of track your habits really easily. Mine integrates with both my phone and my iPad. So if I'm like doing a quiet time on my iPad, I can go on there and say, oh, did I get my exercise yesterday? I did. It also allows you to create accountability. So I have five or six people in my life that are keeping an eye on my habits. So next level hack, I promise you this will make a difference for you if you're really trying to establish a new habit, especially one that's hard for you, is to invite people to follow your habits and call you out if you're not getting it done. There's a free app called Habit Share that I would recommend. All right, so let me do the outro here. I read a lot of books. Very few of those books are on my must-read annually list. Atomic Habits by James Clear is definitely one of those books that I pick up and I read at least once a year. Like I said, I just finished it. If you haven't picked it up yet, I guarantee you that you're going to get value out of it. I guarantee you, pick up this book. It's a great one. Thanks again for joining my summer school session on gold nuggets for e-com brands. Guys, we got to get better at managing inventory. We got to get better at managing ourselves. We got to get better at managing our teams. And so the six books that I'm walking you through in this little summer school session are all oriented on getting better. I hope you're enjoying the series. Thanks for joining us for Return on Podcast. Have a great day. Thank you.